It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications.
Bienvenidos a Radio Prensa Pobre, radio para el pueblo, del pueblo en la lucha. Welcome to Poor News Network Radio, radio for the people, by the people in struggle. Ahí enmuteado, con voces de migrantes en resistencia. In the studio, with mi carnalas y hermanos, Poverty and Mama and Sun Scholars, Tiny, Sharina, and Tiburcio.
Today's show is in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s spirit and the dream that all of us young, brown, black, and poor folks are still living.
Mama, take these guns away from here. Mama, I can't shoot them anymore. Ceasefire. I feel a dark cloud coming over me. So cold, so dark. It feels like I'm knocking on the heaven's door. Would someone take these guns away from here?
Take these guns from the street.
No, I can't shoot my brothers anymore.
I seen a thug cry.
I feel a dark cloud coming over me. Like I'm knocking on the heaven's door. So sing along, street children.
Prayers and love to hero and dreamer and vision maker, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and all of us still trying to humbly walk his dream, not only on his holiday, which happened on Monday, but every day. Because Dr. King was so much about peace, we're trying to speak of peace today. Peace in our barrios, our hoods, our homes. And sadly, in the midst of all this colonization, this rampant consumerism, and the media and politrickster glorification of violence that this country celebrates, we are losing our babies to violence. Violence perpetrated by the agents of this colonized state, aka police and ICE and all of the other C's, but also by ourselves. In our own work at Homefulness, we have created an altar for young black and brown ancestor leaders, Asheo Kenny Harding Jr., Idris Stelly, Oscar Grant, Alan Bluford, Ernesto Duenas, and so many more. But we also honor young leaders who are shot from our communities themselves. In this month alone, we have lost two young African descendant brothers from our Deep East Oakland Homefulness neighborhood, brothers from one family in Oakland. The first one, a 13-year-old young boy, was shot on December 31st. And the other young son was shot and killed Sunday, January 19th, the day before Dr. King's holiday. To speak on this tragedy and also through some healing and decolonizing and solution making, we have invited the mother of these young ancestor leaders, Danielle New, on the phone to speak with us. Danielle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Bless you. I'm glad you're with us today.
Thank you.
We also have invited fellow mama warriors, family members, and organizers into the call. Sharina Thomas from the powerful self-determined organization People's Community Medics and family of the Landless People's Movement we call Homefulness in Deep East Oakland, who is also raising her children in the same neighborhood where these young sons were killed. Hi, Sharina.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Sharina?
We're also blessed to have another East Oakland fierce mama warrior and organizer with Healthy Hoods and member of the Homefulness family, Nita B. Nita, are you on the phone with us?
Yes.
I want to give a shout out to Mama Taliba, who wanted to be in the studio today and who is family of Danielle and is with us all the time holding down Pachamama Garden at Homefulness. So first, Danielle, can we hear from you about the tragic murder of your young son on December 31st, and then what happened on the 19th?
He was coming home. He got off the bus. He started walking up 104th, and somebody shot him multiple times dead for no reason at all. We buried Lee on Thursday, this past Thursday. On Sunday, around 2:15, his brother, Lamar Broussard, was shot multiple times, ambushed, along with his friend, childhood friend, Derek Harris, around the corner from my house.
You know, there's so many feelings. There's so many pieces of this tragedy. I just wonder, how are you feeling, especially in terms of Dr. King's spirit? What does this mean to you as a mama?
I'm numb right now because, you know, I haven't got over the mourning process of Lee. And then this to happen to Lamar, to go through another funeral barrier, is just so much on my heart. I mean, I'm so aching right now. Words can't describe. This is the vision that Martin Luther King had. It's not going down right now in Oakland, California, or either other communities around the world. People are running wild, taking matters into their own hand, like the Wild Wild West. And Martin Luther King would not approve of this, and I'm quite sure he would have done something if he was still here to, you know, bring communities together, to teach these kids, these young kids that think that it's okay to murder other people. I'm just heartbroken right now. I really am.
And I'd like to bring in Sharina. For listeners who don't know, the People's Community Medics is a powerful, self-determined, mama-led organization that basically says we don't need the state to care for our babies. We can do it ourselves with our own skills and our own healing. As also a mama in the same neighborhood, Sharina, what would you like to speak upon?
Well, first up, I do want to say I'm very sorry about your loss. And I want to let you know that our people in our communities all over Oakland, all over the Bay Area, have been pouring out to help you and your family to do whatever we need to do. We're here for you. And I also want to let you know that I'm outraged at the fact that this happened to you. I'm outraged that you have to bury a second son. I'm even more outraged that you have to bury a son at all. These streets, it's cold out here. And one thing that the medics do teach is, you know, we try to tell our kids, you know, we teach them about taking a life. They most likely won't do it. They won't do it. And, you know, we love everyone over there and we do our trainings regularly. We do them for free. That's how much the community and our people mean to us. We do our trainings for free. We teach you what to do if someone is shot, stabbed, or any type of trauma that happens before the EMTs arrive. I just want you to know that we all care about what happened. It's not just me. I'm speaking for, like, heck of people that's been online at me about this, asking what we can do to help out and what can we do to offer some support to you.
Let me also, while you're thinking about that beautiful question, let me also bring in Mom Anita, who works with Healthy Hoods, also part of the Homefulness family, all a lot about decolonizing our streets, because a lot of this is coming from the ways that our young folks are living now, you know? Mom Anita?
Mama Daniela, I just want to say I am so sorry and so sad. My heart breaks. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine, sister. And just know that if that Oakland is reeling from this, this isn't just happening to you. Just listen to people on the bus, listen to people on the street, watch, reading people's Facebook pages. Oakland is reeling from your pain. This is not okay. And it's going to take us to stop it. And when it comes back to it being Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King's Day of Remembrance, that I was reading this article that I had posted up on Facebook that what really did Martin Luther King accomplish? Everyone talked about the speeches he made and the marches he did and the sit-ins he did. But this author had a really poignant point, and he said what he really did is he stopped black folks from being afraid of white folks. And he stopped black folks from being afraid of the terror of white folks. And I was like, that's deep, because what we're doing now, that means is we got to deal with police violence. But what's even deeper is we got to deal with our own violence to each other. So I always reflect. It's the same reflection every year, because it's always what I come back down to is what happened. I don't have an answer, but what happened? You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, as like a rhetorical question, we could, I mean, that's a whole other video show in itself. Yeah. But there's just, it comes back to like why I do this thing called Healthy Hoods. We got to heal on the deepest of levels. We have to heal on the deepest of levels.
Yes, that's true.
One of the things that we talk about at Homefulness, and the reason that the altar was built there, is because a lot of it is about honoring us mamas, right? So we're trying to hold it down, and daddies, you know, trying to hold it down into this this world where on the media and on the things that our children get here, desire, it's all about, let me get something of this, let me get some of that. There's this thing they're always being taught, and right? And but where's the spirit in that? Where's the spirit? Where's our cultures? Where's our traditions? So one of the things we try to teach upon and speak upon is decolonization, is taking our children, our babies, and our own minds off of this grid of let me get some more. Let me define my success by how big my house is and how new my car is and how right and how shiny my shoes are, if they're the new $200 Nikes or $300, right? And this stuff that somehow we're all caught up in without even knowing where it began. And so I just want to put that out in the spirit of your young sons who are in their spirit journey right now, because I know that you also were a mama and you gave birth, and that's part of life, and that is part of one of the most sacred things of all.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Just to give you love for that, and just to let us all know as mamas in this circle that we're just going to have to get better about holding each other, too.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
And I'd like to just say, because, you know, this is poor people-led, this is Indigenous people-led radio, I want to just actually close with a prayer and a moment of radio silence for your sons. If you could say their names again, Mama.
Lee Weathersby, I'm 13 years old. Lee Weathersby, Lamar Broussard, 19 years old. And Derek Harris. Derek Harris was 19 years old.
If we could just say a moment of silence here. Ashe, thank you. Thank you, Mama, for holding it, for holding up, for standing in the face of this fire.
And thank you so much.
Just know that we love you and we're here.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I love you. Bye. So for listeners to follow this story, go online to www.poormagazine.org. And we will post how folks can actually support the family. As well, a shout out again to our sister and warrior, Mama Sharina Thomas and Leslie, for their beautiful work at People's Community Medics. Sharina, can you tell listeners how they can find you guys?
You can reach the People's Community Medics at peoplescommunitymedics@gmail.com. You can go to our website at peoplescommunitymedics.org. Our phone number is area code 510-239-7720. And please, please, please log on and let us know what you can do. Our motto is each one teach one.
Now my race became freedom, right? Dreams in the dark, they far, but I can see them. I believe in heaven more than hell. Blessings more than jail. In the ghetto, let love prevail. With a story to tell, my eyes see the glory and well. The world waiting for me to yell. I have a dream.
I got a dream.
One day.
We gonna work it out, out, out.
One day.
We gonna work it out, out.
In our ongoing LSAC alerts, we will hear an interview on DPS TV at Homefulness with another African descendant elder who lost his family's home after 40 years here in Oakland because of the greed of foreclosures and bank gangsters.
On DPS TV, and can you introduce yourself again, hon?
I'm Broken Cloud, and I wasn't so successful with this week. I was evicted from my house after 62 years of residence, and I'm in the streets now, living and looking for answers. I'm still fighting against the Bank of America countrywide, and their foreclosure methods of swindling and taking money and houses, and I do want to mention at this time that the city of Oakland is probably another profiteer of the situation of my house at Knight Street in Oakland.
To watch the interview with Broken Cloud and other editions of Street Newsroom on DPS TV, go online to www.poormagazine.com/TV.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication leads to complications.
So that's all for this segment of Poor News Network. Gratitude to Anthony Fest and Andres Soto for media access and support. Prayers to Dr. King and all of us humbly walking his journey every day.